إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار أما بعد. No doubt, أيها الإخوة, it is from the clearest signs, from the clearest, greatest signs that we have from the signs of Islam being the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that true sharia from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the brotherhood, that true and genuine brotherhood that we have as Muslims and those who hold on to Al-Islam. No doubt, from the clearest signs that we have a true and genuine and strong brotherhood that nothing else can bring about like Islam does. No ideology, no teaching, no way of life, no club, no association, nothing can bring about that brotherhood and that sisterhood in the way that Islam does so. A true and genuine brotherhood that is strong. And no doubt, the non-Muslims, whenever they attempt to bring about يعني, their brotherhood and their unity, then we find that they come together. Maybe that is because they support a particular team. Yani football, that's the most they've got. Coming together to support. And all, yani, although we had our teams that we supported today. Yani, we have, alhamdulillah, we have yani, Al-Islam that brings about a true and genuine brotherhood. But as for the non-Muslims, when they come together, then you find that although they come together for a particular reason or a particular cause, and you find that deep down, and you find that the reality with them is that they hate one another, and they can't stand one another. Together, and it seems like they're together, but there is no akhuwa and no brotherhood. تحسبهم جميعا قلوبهم شتى. As Allah says that you would think that they are together, but their hearts are يعني, split and differed from one another. But that akhuwa in Islam, that brings about brothers and sisters who come together from all types of backgrounds, from all types of walks of life, from different races, from يعني, different colors, different ages, young and old, all of them come together, even different ages. And we find, alhamdulillah, that Islam brings about that true and genuine brotherhood. And when one reflects before practicing Islam, or before one became a Muslim, most of those friends that you had, most of those friends and those companions that you had, most of them you couldn't even trust them. Couldn't even trust them. And those companions and those friends that you had were limited. But now look to that brotherhood that you have, that community of brothers that you have. Most of those friends from back in the days, you couldn't trust them. Although, يعني, you deem them to be your friends, and as the poet said, وَمَنْ يُفَتِّشْ عَنِ الْإِخْوَانِ وَمَنْ يُفَتِّشْ عَنِ الْإِخْوَانِ يَقْلِيهِمُ فَجُلُّ الْإِخْوَانِ هَذَا الْعَصْرِ خَوَّانُ. Whoever يُفَتِّشْ عَنِ الْإِخْوَانِ, يعني whoever tests and looks deep into يعني his brothers, يَقْلِيهِمُ, يعني يُبْغِذْهُمْ, يعني he will hate them. فَجُلُّ الْإِخْوَانِ هَذَا الْعَصْرُ خُوَّانُ. Indeed, most of the brothers in these times are khawwan. Khawwan, treacherous, they're treacherous. Most of those friends that you had back in the days, you couldn't trust them. And they were limited. Very few friends. But now, Now that you're practicing Islam, you find that community of brothers that you have around you, يعني, the number's endless. How many you knew then, and how many you know now from the brothers you have around you. Brothers that you know, and brothers that you may not know yet. But, يعني, they're there. يعني, at your disposal. Get to know them. And to يعني, build that relationship with your brothers who are all on that same religion and all upon the same path. And that, no doubt, is a clear sign that Islam is the true religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That which brings together the hearts, not just the bodies, but the hearts likewise. And as we know, when we look back into the seerah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we know that when he was in Mecca, that the da'wah and Islam was weak. But when he went to Medina, and he made the hijrah to Medina, then we find that from the first of those actions that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam carried out, من أول أعماله, and the first of his actions was that he آخى بين الأنصار والمهاجرين, and likewise الأوس والخزرج, the tribes. That he, the Messenger of Allah, from the first things that he did is that he caused them to come together as brothers, and he united the Ansar with the Muhajirin and paired them up together. And likewise, the Aus and the Khazraj, those two tribes, those major tribes from the Arabs who were at war with one another for years. Endless wars between them. And then after this ta'leef of the Qulub, and after the Messenger of Allah had brought them together and they became ikhwa, and we find that, as Ibn Kathir, he mentions that when this took place, there was a man from amongst the Jews, as we know, the Jews, they were waiting in Medina for Al-Rasul, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when a man, he passed by a gathering from a gathering of Al-Aus and Al-Khazraj, when they were together, now they were يعني, brothers upon Islam. And when he saw this, يعني, he became upset and angry and jealous. And so he sent a man to enter amongst them, and he began to remind them يعني, of that which was between them before. يعني, he sparked off يعني, that enmity again. Up until يعني, he was successful. Up until they began to raise their voices and they began to call for their weapons. And so this reached the Messenger of Allah. And when he came, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, أبي دعوة الجاهلية وأنا بين أذهريكم. Is it with the call of Jahiliyyah, يعني, that you're doing this, and يعني, you're calling to this call of Jahiliyyah, whilst I'm still with you? Fatala, as Ibn Kathir, he mentions, then he recited, after calming them down, he recited the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَعَتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on tight, all of you together, to the rope of Allah. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And do not differ, and do not split. Do not split amongst yourselves. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ مَاذَا أَعْدَى. Remember the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, since يعني, you used to be enemies to one another. إِذْ كُنْتُمْ أَعْدَى فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. And then he أَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. He brought your hearts together. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. And so you became, due to his grace and his blessing, إخوانا. وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها. نعم. And you were on the brink of يعني a pit in the hellfire فأنقذكم منها. But he saved you from it. And that is why the Messenger of Allah, he would say, يا معشر الشباب, يا معشر الشباب, ألم أجدكم ضلالا, oh gathering of the Ansar, يا معشر الأنصار, oh gathering of the Ansar, did I not, يعني because the Ansar were made up of Al-Aws wal Khazraj, did I not find you and you were misguided, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided you by way of me, فحداكم الله بي, and Allah guided you by way of me, and did I not find you متفرقين, did I not find you يعني differing with one another, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by way of me ألف بينكم وألف قلوبكم, and he brought your hearts together. نعم. And so we have no doubt in this ayah the mention of the tremendous blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the fact that he brought this ummah together, and the first of this ummah, yani the earliest Muslims from this ummah who were made up of these two major tribes that were at war with one another. But Islam did away with all of that. And likewise, we have, yani after a mention of this blessing, we have numerous يعني آيات and numerous أحاديث يعني that encourage brought يعني the unity of the Ummah, and the fact that after the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and after the command to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, that we should be united together upon that worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have numerous أحاديث that encourage us to يعني be brothers for the sake of Allah, brothers and sisters for the sake of Allah. Likewise, we have a hadith that inform us of those matters that cause that brotherhood to diminish and to become weakened. Na'am. And so the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wherein the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and he mentioned a number of things that يعني bring about and cause يعني the brotherhood to become weakened. And so the Messenger of Allah, he said, لا تحاسدوا. He said, لا تحاسدوا. Do not envy one another. ولا تناجشوا. ولا تناجشوا. And do not يعني تناجشوا from النجش, which means يعني this is now going to the specifics of trade. But when يعني تناجشوا means that a person now, when he sees two Muslims يعني trading with one another, that he now intends to harm the one يعني who is يعني intending to buy. And so either he يعني does so in a way that he يعني raises the price, يعني he makes out as though he يعني wants to buy that particular commodity or يعني product or whatever, and so he يعني almost like bids on the product or whatever, but he doesn't intend to buy it, but he only intends to harm the brother who wants to buy that particular thing, or he يعني raises the price, and so he makes out like he wants to buy it in order to benefit who? The seller. So all you eBayers, be careful. All you يعني those who sell on eBay and then maybe get your friends to bid on your own products. يعني here we have لا تناجشوا prohibition. Because why? all of this leads to the weakening of that ahuwa between the Muslims. وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا وَلَا تَبَاغَضُوا. And do not hate one another. Do not hate one another. And all of these here, يعني, whenever there's a prohibition, لا تحاسدوا, don't envy one another, then what it means is, it's a command also to come with its opposite. But rather, don't envy your brother, but make dua for him. Make dua for him. And likewise, يعني, don't يعني the تناجش, I don't يعني want to explain all of that again, but يعني don't harm your brothers يعني when they are trading with one another, but aid them, aid them. And likewise, لا تباغضوا يعني love one another, love one another. ولا تدابروا, likewise, ولا تدابروا, don't turn your backs to one another. Do not turn your backs to one another. That isn't the يعني turning of the back يعني that may naturally come about. يعني brother walks by someone and he has his back to him. No, but يعني with the deliberate intent to يعني not to speak to him, to show him the back, and give him the cold shoulder, as they say. A prohibition in doing that. Well, and likewise, ولا يبيع بعضكم على بيع بعض. And do not undercut one another. Don't undercut one another. And so again, going back to trade, this is when two Muslims, they intend to come to some kind of يعني, agreement with regards to whatever they're selling, whatever they're trading in. And so we have a buyer and we have a seller, and they come to an agreement, or almost there at the point where they're going to agree. But then you come along and you say, well, brother, you know what? I can sell you the same thing, but cheaper. I can sell you the same thing, but cheaper. And so now you're harming your brother who is selling, the other brother who likewise trades just like you. And you shouldn't now come between them. You shouldn't come between them when the transaction is almost finalized. You shouldn't come now in between them and say to the brother, the buyer, hey brother, you know, akhi, you know what? That whatever he's selling, I can give you it for, you know, let's say he's charging £30. You say, I'll give you it for 25. No, haram. Can't do that. And likewise, that a person, he doesn't go to the seller and he says, well, look, he's giving you £30. I'll give you 35. Not allowed, haram. Haram to do that. Naam. وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا. But rather, be ibadallah, servants of Allah, brothers. Brothers together for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Muslim, ماذا? أخو المسلم. The Muslim is the brother of the Muslim. لا يظلمه. He doesn't oppress him. ولا يخذله. ولا يخذله. And he doesn't. خذلان. What's خذلان? To deceive him. He doesn't deceive him. He doesn't deceive him. لا يخذله. ولا يكذبه. ولا يكذبه. And he doesn't lie to him. He doesn't lie to him. Or he doesn't lie upon him. ولا يحقره. ولا يحقره. And he doesn't. Nor does he. Yeah. And he speak down to him. Doesn't speak down to him and belittle him. At-taqwa hahuna, as the Messenger of Allah said, at-taqwa hahuna. At-taqwa is here. Wa yushir ila qalbih thalath marrat. And he, يعني, pointed to his chest three times. At-taqwa hahuna. Bihasbi mri'in min ash-shar ay yahqira akhahu al-muslim. Look how the Messenger of Allah came back to the same affair of belittling your Muslim brother. And the meaning of this is that it is sufficient enough as an evil, even if a Muslim hasn't come with the previous matters that he has been prohibited from, even if he comes with this thing alone of belittling another Muslim, then that is sufficient enough as evil. Sufficient enough. And how easy is it for a person to fall into that? How easy that we, يعني, from back in the days, the culture within the schools and within the communities, يعني, you belittle the next man. And he's your friend, but you're this. And this is something you find even amongst the Shabab, amongst the children, the kids in the schools, you find this is a culture amongst them. Muslim, all of them together, and you find it come into the masjid, in the Quran classes. Those kids who يعني, go to the state schools, they get polluted with this يعني, behavior, and so you find it amongst the Muslim kids, even within that environment of the masjid and the Quran school, that they're belittling one another. And it's almost like يعني, it's a good thing to do. And if you يعني, belittle the other kid, and it, you make everybody else laugh, you're the man. And everybody begins to like you. And this, all of this is haram. All of this is haram, and the Messenger of Allah, he said that this is sufficient enough as an evil. And even us as adults, we can fall into it. Because of that previous culture that we had, and the previous, يعني, those, يعني, يعني, that behavior that we had from back in the days, hard to let go of. And so this is sufficient enough evil, and look how the Messenger of Allah, he after is saying that the Muslim is the brother of the Muslim, he doesn't oppress him, doesn't deceive him, doesn't lie to him. Then he said that he doesn't belittle him. And then he mentioned taqwa is here, and he pointed to his chest three times, and then came back to the same matter again. But why? So the question is, why then did he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, change the subject and then come back? Because he said, taqwa is here. But then he came back. Is it actually changing of the subject? Or is it connected? Na'am, that's kind of like a given as well, because if it's no doubt a person has taqwa, then he shouldn't do that. But as Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, he mentions, that shows that with that person that you're belittling, that he, يعني, if you're belittling another Muslim, then it's going to be due to maybe where he's from, his color, his race, or يعني, he maybe is from those Muslims who are from the, يعني, not as intelligent. An example that the Shaykh he gives, he says, so for example, you may teach your brother something, or teach this Muslim something, and he gives the example also of the teacher. The teacher who is teaching the some students, and he finds that there's one particular student that doesn't get what he's trying to explain. Everybody else gets it, and he says, you're a fool, you're an idiot. Everybody else gets it. He shouldn't do this. But rather, the reason why taqwa was mentioned here is, if you go to the hadith, likewise narrated by Abu Huraira, wherein he mentioned that the Messenger of Allah said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ. Allah does not look to your, يعني, your appearance and your bodies. وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Naam, and your actions. Rather, he looks to your hearts. Look to the heart. At-taqwa ha-huna. That this Muslim, he may not be as intelligent as everybody else, but so long as he's a Muslim, يعني, and he has iman in his heart, and that is what Allah looks to, not the bodies, but rather, taqwa is here. And so then we have the Messenger of Allah coming back to this affair, that this is sufficient enough as an evil. Sufficient enough as an evil. And then the Messenger of Allah said, Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa na'am kullu al-muslim ala al-muslimi haram damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu. Every, يعني, the whole of the Muslim, kullu al-muslim, the whole of the Muslim is haram to you. The whole of the Muslim is haram to you. Damu, his blood, maalu, his wealth, wa'irdu, and his honor. all of them is haram upon you. And then we have likewise in Hajjatul Wada', the Messenger of Allah likewise said the same thing to the Sahaba. He said the same thing to the Sahaba, all of them, in that farewell Hajj, when he said to them, "Ay yom hada," what day is this? They said, "Yom haram, yom haram." "Ay shahrin hada," which month is this? "Qalu shahr haram." A month that is, yani, sacred. "Wa ay baladin hada," which land is this? City is this? Which land is this? "Qalu balad haram." And then the Messenger of Allah, he said, "Inna amwalakum," the same three matters that were mentioned in that hadith. "Inna amwalakum, inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa a'radakum alaykum haram ka hurmati yawmikum hadha fi shahrikum hadha fi baladikum hadha." That indeed your blood and your wealth and your honor is haram upon you. Yani the blood and wealth and honor of all of the Muslims is haram upon you, just as this day is haram upon you, and this month, and yani this balad. Now, so we have here in this hadith, ayyul ikhwah, a mention of those things that cause that brotherhood to become weakened, and for it to diminish. Those things that come between, or if a person allows himself to يعني, fall into these affairs that the Messenger of Allah forbade, then that no doubt is the opposite of being brothers for the sake of Allah. كونوا عباد الله إخوانا. كونوا عباد الله إخوانا. However, it's possible. It's possible that the awliya of Allah, it's possible that the awliya of Allah, that they may fall into something of bughd between one another. It's possible. The hadith, "Man عَدَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُ لَهُ بِالْحَرْبِ." Whoever, يعني, takes an ally and a friend of mine as an enemy, then I have declared war upon him. As has come in the hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said this. Whoever takes a friend and an ally of mine as an enemy, then I have declared war upon him. Shaykh Salah al-Shaykh, he mentioned concerning this, he said that, yani the meaning of this hadith is clear. Whoever hates a wali of Allah due to that which is upon by way of his deen, then he falls into this severe threat. As for between the awliya of Allah, that you may have, and so we'll be talking about Ahl Sunnah now. Ahl Sunnah with a person who is upon the same deen as you, Salafi, just like you, upon the Sunnah. It's possible that, yani, some bugh may take place between them, or some khusuma and some dispute. That dispute that takes place, or the situation is going to be either one of two. Either there's a dispute ma'al bugh, with bugh and yani, hatred, and that person now he begins to hate his deen. And so that khusuma begins, and that dispute begins in some worldly matter, but then it leads to him hating him, yani, and that which is upon by way of his deen, and that no doubt he falls into yani, that threat, and he's liable to yani, that threat. As for if there's khusuma and a dispute, but there is no both which yani, leads to yani, that which we mentioned in the previous example, where a person now begins to detest his deen, then that takes place. That takes place. It takes place between the awliya of Allah. It takes place. And that happened even with the Sahaba. It happened with the Sahaba. With Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar al Khattab. There were a number of occasions where they would يعني, fall into some dispute. And so when that tribe of Banu Tamim, they came and Abu Bakr Siddiq, he said, "Appoint Al-Qa'qa', appoint him as the Amir, but Umar, he said, no, O Messenger of Allah, appoint Al-Aqra' ibn Habis. Appoint him as the leader of that tribe. And they began to dispute and they raised their voices. They raised their voices. And Abu Bakr, he said, Ma aratta illa khilafi. You don't want except to differ with me. All the time, just differ with me. And they began to raise the voices. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He revealed, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yadayhi Allahi wa rasooli wattaqu Allah inna Allah sami'un alim. All you who believe, do not advance yourselves before Allah and His Messenger. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ فِيهَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, Allah is سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. He is all hearing, all knowing. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. All you who believe, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet ﷺ. وَلَا تَجَحَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَحْرِ بَعْدِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ أَنْ تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Don't raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet ﷺ. وَلَا تَجَهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ. And don't address him in a loud tone as you would address one another. Lest your deeds, أَنْ تَحْبَطُ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Lest your deeds become nullified and you don't even know. You're not even aware of it. And so this is why the verse was revealed. And so this, Sahaba, they would, fall into disputes. But it's mentioned that thereafter, Amr ibn Khattab, thereafter, after this verse was revealed, that whenever he would walk with someone, he would talk so quietly that he would have to say, it would be said to him, raise your voice, I can't hear. Raise your voice, I can't hear. Naam. Likewise, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas and Khalid ibn Walid. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas was from the Awwaleen, Sabiqeen, Al-Awwaleen. And Khalid ibn Walid was from the Mutaakhirin, those who accepted Islam later on. And they had some dispute. Sa'd, saying that, I am better than you. So I am from the Sabiqeen, Al-Awwaleen. And they are. That is the aqeed of Ahl Sunnah. That the Sabiqeen, Al-Awwaleen, they are better than those who came later on and accepted Islam later. Naam. But they began to raise their voices. And then the Messenger of Allah said, when Khalid began to hurl abuse at Sa'd, he said, La tusubbu ashabi. Don't abuse my companions. For walladhi nafsi biyadih, by him in whose hand is my soul, law anfaqa ahadukum mithla uhudin dhahaba. By him in whose hand is my soul, that if one of you was to spend Mount Uhud, the likes of Mount Uhud, in gold, لَمْ يَبْلُغْ مُدَّ أَهَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَصِيفًا. That you would not be able to reach even a mud, that small amount that they would give, with the hands that they gave. You would not be able to reach that. And not even a half of that. Naam. However, what happened is when there was one who was in the presence of Sa'd and he took Sa'd's side and he intended to abuse Khalid in front of Sa'd. And he began to abuse Khalid ibn Walid. And so Sa'd, he said, Mah. And he stop. He said, Innama baynana lam yablugh deenana. He said, indeed, that which is between us, me and Khalid, hasn't reached our religion. Now, and so, we find that we have within Islam numerous texts show to us the importance of akhuwa, and that which brings about the akhuwa, and that which likewise destroys akhuwa. لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not enter Jannah up until you believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحابوا. And you will not truly believe, and that if you have that iman that is kamil up until you love one another. أَوَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَهَابَبْتُمْ. Shall I not inform you of something that if you were to do it, then you would love one another? And that is what? Giving the salam to one another. إِفْشَاءُ السَّلَامُ. Na'am. To give the salam to one another. And so we have no doubt, أيها الإخوة, numerous texts, numerous ahadith, numerous incidents amongst the Sahaba that show to us how they were and how they implemented this this true akhwa that Islam calls to. Likewise, how we should be with one another, we have likewise that hadith. Hurrima ala an-nar, forbidden from the fire. Forbidden from the fire is the one, kul hayyinin layyinin sahlin qareebin min an-nas. Forbidden on the fire, or forbidden from the fire, and he will not enter the fire, the one who is hayyin layyin sahlin qareebin min an-nas. One who is calm, one who is down to earth, relaxed. Easy to get on with. Qareebin min an-nas, close to the people, is close to them. Forbidden from the fire. Na'am, numerous ayyul ikhwa. And likewise the hadith, al-mu'min ma'alafa. Al-mu'min ma'alafa. Ya'alaf wa yu'alaf. And likewise, la khayra fi man la ya'alaf wa la yu'alaf. Al-mu'min ma'alafa. يعني the believer is the one who ma'alafa. يعني the people are fond of him. People like him. The people like him and they're fond of him. Na'am. And ya'alaf, يعني he shows the same back. He is fond of others. And he shows that he takes an interest. Ya'alaf wa yu'alaf, and he mixes with them. وَلَا خَيْرَ فِي مَنْ لَا يَأْلَفْ وَلَا يُؤْلَفْ. And there's no good in the one who isn't as such. Yani the one who is not liked by the people. People are fond of him. People don't mix with him. And likewise, he himself, he doesn't do that. He isn't fond of the people. He doesn't mix with them. Not easygoing and all of that, as we mentioned in the previous hadith. نعم. هكذا المسلم أيها الإخوة and هكذا الأخوة in Islam. That is brotherhood, true brotherhood in Islam, ayyul ikhwa. Brotherhood, ayyul ikhwa, is that which is void of that ghil. That ghil and that inner bitterness. That bitterness that can come about. And it happens, ayyul ikhwa, it happens to many of us. It can happen. You begin to see something from your brother, and then there enters that ghil, that bitterness. We should strive, no doubt, to get rid of that. So long as it hasn't reached the deen. So long as it hasn't reached the deen, then we should strive to get rid of that and avoid whatever compromises that akhwa. Naam. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about the believers. The believers in the Akhirah. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ. وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. That we will take out from their chests that ghil, that inner bitterness that they used to have. And that which you were able to have in the dunya. In the Akhirah that will be taken out. In the Akhirah that will be taken out. إِخْوَانًا عَلَى سُرُرِ الْمُتَقَابِلِينَ. But there will be إِخْوَانًا, there will be brothers. Brothers to one another, sitting opposite one another on thrones. So just as you had that true أخوة, the true أخوة in this dunya, then you will have that same أخوة in the hereafter. And I will finish, أيها الإخوة, with that tremendous hadith, أيها الإخوة, that hadith which Imam al-Bukhari, he narrated and he recorded that hadith narrated by Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, a lengthy hadith wherein he mentions that there is not a believer who will fight the cause of his brother more so than the believer in Yawm al-Qiyamah, when the people of Jannah have entered Jannah, the people of Paradise have entered Jannah, and the people of Hellfire have been taken towards the Hellfire. And then from the believers, those who will say, Rabbana Ikhwana, Rabbana Ikhwana, O our Lord, our brothers, yani our brothers who kanu yasalluna ma'ana, they used to pray with us. Oh Lord, we don't see them with us, those brothers that we used to pray, that used to pray with us. We yasumun ma'ana, and they used to fast with us. We ya'maluna ma'ana, and they used to perform all those actions with us, hajj, all of that, everything. They used to do it with us, but we don't see them. Oh Lord, our brothers, we don't see them. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, go, idhhabu ila an-nar, go to the fire, wa akhriju, and take out man kana fi qalbih mithqal dinar min iman, and take out whoever has a dinar amount of iman. And that is why Al-Hasan al-Basri, he said, akthiru min astiqa mu'mineen, make plenty of believing friends. Make plenty of believing friends, brothers, get to know them, make plenty of friends. فَإِنَّ لَهُمْ شَفَاعَ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, for indeed for them is a shafa'ah, for them is an intercession, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Not just the anbiya, not just the angels, but also the believers, they will have shafa'ah with them. Your friends, they will have a shafa'ah if they enter Jannah. And we are not as successful, they have a shafa'ah. They have a shafa'ah, and that is why some of the self-likers, they would say, إِن لَمْ تَجِدُونِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَعَكُمْ فَاسْأَلُوا عَنِّي. If you don't see me, if you don't find me in Jannah with you, then ask about me. Ask about me, meaning ask Allah, رَبَّنَا إِخْوَانَنَا, include me in that. If you don't see me with you, فَاسْأَلُوا عَنِّي. هَذَا وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.